Welcome back to Montgomery on the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for a series finale here on Father's Day between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by Noah Campbell. Noah, thanks much for joining us.
Hey, no problem.
You had a big-time outfield assist last night. You played it off the left field wall perfectly to get a former Brewer prospect, Tristan Peters, at third base. How much fun was that in the moment and with all the adrenaline to make that big-time play?
No, it was awesome in the moment. Anytime you get to help a pitcher and make a play for them, they're working hard out there. It was hot. I was dying yesterday. But anytime you get to help a pitcher, getting out, it's awesome.
Did it make it a little bit sweeter to get a guy who used to be your teammate at third?
He already had the double. He didn't need the triple. He didn't need the extra base.
One of the big things, too, is that over the past couple weeks, you had the great opportunity to go up to Nashville and play in AAA. What was that experience like at the AAA level?
It was awesome to get to go up there and get some experience at the next level. The guys are older, and just being around the coaching staff and the older guys, and we had a fair bit of MLB rehabbers, too, so it was cool to, get to be around those guys.
So you ate well at AAA, for sure.
Yeah, Winker got us Capital Grill with steak and lobster mac. Yeah, it was unbelievable.
That's incredible. One of the things, too, and it happens at the AAA level, too, is the amount of work that goes into the outfield defense. Here in AA, you guys work a lot with Coach Nick Stanley on working in outfield walls and how everything plays off the wall. What does that look like on a day-to-day basis for you guys?
Well, this week we haven't had much opportunity just because the weather's been so bad. But usually, we go to a new park and you just get balls off the wall to start the series just to see how it plays. And obviously, I've been here a few times. I've been to this park, probably five or six times with six-game series. So I've played a lot of games here. But, just learning the walls and just getting balls in different spots makes it a lot easier in the game.
How weird is it here? Because you have the big video board that's inside the wall in left. That has to create some tricky bounces.
Yeah, it is really weird here because the ball, you can hit the top of the scoreboard over there and it, comes back in play. So I've never seen a park quite like that. But just getting used to that is a little different. But, get some reps and anything becomes a little easier.
Back to your time in AAA, you played with one of the newest things in baseball, the automated ball strike system. Not only did you play with the straight-up system where the computer's calling balls and strikes, but also the challenge system. What was that like, getting to play with that firsthand?
With the ABS, it's definitely a little weird. I guess it's a true strike zone because it's consistent, but it was just weird to watch, especially when you got into the challenge days and you could see when guys would challenge the calls, how little of the ball could catch the zone and it'd be a strike. I saw that happen quite a few times. So, I don't see the ABS coming to Major League Baseball anytime soon just because I feel like it's not quite baseball. But I feel like the challenge system could be a thing just to add a little bit more spice to the game.
Did you challenge any calls?
I did not challenge any calls. We had quite a few challenge calls, and we had to have a meeting about how many calls we were challenging because we ran out of challenges too early in the game.
One of the things, too, today is Father's Day. That's a big thing across the baseball landscape, across the world as well. Your dad, Darren, had a professional career and had quite the illustrious college career at North Carolina. How much has he impacted and helped shape your baseball career?
He probably has the biggest impact out of anybody. Him and my mom, even though she didn't play baseball, just helping me out. But my dad, I wouldn't be here without him for sure. I learned pretty much everything I know about the game from him. And he was my coach growing up for the most part. And, he's the best. I try to model myself after him all the time.
What's the biggest thing you try to model yourself after your dad's game?
Probably just the mindset that, he's always a positive person. He's always happy. And, I think that's something you can carry into everything, not just baseball, just having a positive mindset about everything.
How impactful is it from a young age to have a dad like yours who played college baseball, played professional baseball, and knows a thing or two about playing the pro baseball life?
No, it was definitely big growing up because he knew what it took to get to the next level. And, he had me in the weight room early on and he had me swinging all the time. But, I loved it and I've enjoyed every hour I've spent working with my dad.
What was your favorite baseball memory growing up with your dad?
There's so many to name, but when I made the USA team and got to tell him that I made the team, that was big. And then, there's so many little things. It's just like you drive back from tournaments, the drives, the getting up early, all that stuff. There's too many to name, but committing to college and seeing his reaction too, that was big. But I mean, all the time I spent with my dad is awesome.
It's always a special moment. Noah, thanks much for joining us.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's a Father's Day finale up next between the Biscuits and the Shuckers.